Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I am Joe Reed. If you've been listening, you know Emily Connolly, editor at Audiophile, has been with me for the week, and she has had really an extraordinary week of listening.
It's been a very good week, and we're ending the week with another wonderful young adult audiobook. Today we're talking about Harvest House. It's written by Cynthia Leitik-Smith and narrated by Sean Taylor Corbett and Charlie Flight.
A book I know a thing or two about.
Yes. And this is something that I was excited to get to listen to because you just had your conversation with both Cynthia and Sean, which was so wonderful. And I was glad to, having listened to Hearts Unbroken before, I was really excited to get to hear this audiobook and hear from Huey's point of view. Such a lovely character.
And you're the one who introduced me to Hearts Unbroken, so thank you. and what I love about what Cynthia Leitik-Smith does is she really concentrates. Most of her books are about the Wolf family from different points of view, you know, second cousins or a grandfather or grandmother. Here we have Huey Wolf, who we met before in Hearts Unbroken in a secondary role, but an important one. And here he's the main character.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just love that. And I think I've heard her talk before about wanting to write stories that are, you know, building out that world for us and letting us know about all these different characters. And I just love that. So here we can give a brief outline of the story for people listening. Huey Wolf is very into theater. In Hearts Unbroken, he takes a stand when he realizes the racist history of The Wizard of Oz, and that's author, and he doesn't perform. And so he's excited for this fall's production and is waiting to hear what it might be, and then finds out they don't have the funds to do a play. And he winds up volunteering to help create a haunted house that's a bit of a fundraiser for somebody with medical bills. And he, again, we hear him figuring his way out of a tricky situation that he's in.
And we need to be clear that the Wolf family, that Huey, they're indigenous, they're Native Americans.
Right.
I don't know if we've said that. But
right. I don't think we did. But yes. So he is Muscogee Creek, and he's really has to take a stand several times throughout the book to make that clear to people. And I think Sean's narration is very thoughtful, too. And he makes all these different characters feel like real people to the people listening to the audiobook.
He's a narrator we've discussed a number of times and always, you know, heaped praise, well-deserved praise on him. He really has a broad range, but he excels in YA. He can bring a youthful enthusiasm and more difficult, but what I think he does so well is he brings a youthful thoughtfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Should we hear a little?
Yeah, so why don't we hear a little bit? This is from the beginning where Huey and his theater friends are wanting to see what the fall play will be, and they're all really disappointed.
Okay, this is Harvest House by Cynthia Leitik-Smith, read by Sean Taylor Corbett.
Chatter quelled to a low murmur as Mrs. Quayle began.
I'm going to keep this brief, or at least brief by the standards of someone who teaches both English and theater.
She squared her shoulders.
Students, please be advised that in his 1651 book, Leviathan, Thomas Hobbes described the life of man as solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. I'd be remiss in not warning you that life on the stage is often the same way.
Ominous. Mrs. Quayle stood, strolled around her desk, leaned against the front of it, and sighed.
There's no easy way to say this. Our vice principal has informed me that while our spring production is still a go, the fall show has been cut from the budget. As an alternative, we...
The room erupted in protest. Mrs. Quayle raised her hands, palms facing the crowd.
Quiet, please!
Sean is so good for YA. You can hear the way he moves from the teacher and does that well. He's just really kind of perfect. And do you want to talk about Charlie Flight at all?
Yeah, so Charlie is narrating as more of a spectral figure that we get to hear about throughout the story. And it's an interesting perspective, and she has a very sort of otherworldly feeling to her narration that suits the character. So it's an interesting way to do the audiobook and to tell the story. And I think it's definitely makes it an intriguing listen.
I agree. I mean, and she is very much a supporting player here. It's Sean's, it really is Sean's book. She comes in very occasionally. Thank you, Emily. And just to remind people, we were talking about Harvest House by Cynthia Leitik Smith, read by Sean Taylor Corbett and Charlie Flight. Emily, thank you. I will talk to you next month.
Wonderful. Talk to you then, Joe.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by the inspiring new audiobook, Treasures in the Dark, written and narrated by stroke survivor Catherine Wolfe. Available everywhere audiobooks are sold. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening. Thank you.